I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, at the statewide Native Youth Olympics, a Juneau athlete draws strength from her Cherokee ancestors. And the Trump administration is again proposing to eliminate funding for tribal colleges and universities. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. More than 400 athletes from over 100 communities gathered in Anchorage over this year's Native Youth Olympics, held April 16th through the 18th at the Alaska Airlines Center. Among them was Mila Neely, a sophomore at Juneau Douglas High School in Juneau, or Yada Akeshle. But for Neely, the competition went beyond physical strength. She is a citizen of the Cherokee Nation with family roots in Oklahoma, where her ancestors, including her great-great-great-great-grandmother, were forced to walk the Trail of Tears. When she was 9 years old, she retraced that history alongside her father and great-grandfather. Neely says that experience continues to shape how she approaches the games. She also sees connections between Cherokee traditions and Alaska Native values, rooted in community strength. For Neely, every event carries a deeper purpose. She says she's competing not just for herself, but for the generations who came before her, and those still to come. For the second year in a row, the Trump administration is proposing to end all funding for the nation's tribal colleges and universities, or TCUs. As Brian Bull of Buffalo's Fire reports, administrators are rallying against the proposal. And I'm Jill Freitas.